Hello and welcome to the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast. It's me, one of your co-hosts, Jordan Macon, and I'm joined by...
Taylor Nielsen.
Taylor. Nice looking hat, dude.
Yeah, I'm noticing you've got a tinfoil hat on as well today,
this little
Jordan.
Thing, you noticed?
This little thing. if we coincidentally wore tinfoil, both wore tinfoil hats.
Yeah, look at us. So in sync.
Yeah, but alas, that isn't the truth.
No, we have a very special episode today.
We're doing a themed episode, and I'm really enjoying how precarious
is it holding on? Because I feel like I can't move at all, or the aliens will read my mind.
That's right, because we're doing conspiracy theories today.
Yeah, put in the comments whose tinfoil hat you like better.
Yeah. And put in specifically who put the most work into theirs.
When it comes to tinfoil hats, I say work smarter, not harder, okay?
Well, I think there's a few different qualifications for tinfoil hats.
Oh, let's hear them.
One is what keeps out any kind of radiation or waves. That's
radiation
one.
Radiation and or waves.
And or waves.
Okay.
We'll just call that waves because radiation is a form of waves, for a fun fact for you viewers.
yeah, I'm learning a lot.
Number two is if when you talk, your tinfoil hat almost falls off your head.
Right, but usually if you're scared wearing a tinfoil hat, you're going to keep real still anyway.
I don't know. I've seen some people on the go.
I guess there are people on the go. I'm more of a stay still tinfoil hat guy. I think the main issue with mine is that it's completely hollow on top. There's no top to it.
So that's the third thing, structural integrity. That's something to keep
in
mind.
Yeah, I don't care about that very much.
And number four, fashion statement.
That's what I care about.
Which I think that's what you're nailing right now. We're doing conspiracy theories today. We got some fire clips.
Clips that will blow
your mind. Better put on those tinfoil hats,
yep.
Gentlemen.
Stay tuned after the video. We'll have a little how to do this one.
That's on Jordan's personal YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Subscribe. He needs it. But
no, I'm excited. I think it's safe that we're wearing the tinfoil hats so that these clips don't, you know, mess with our brain chemistry too much.
Yeah,
and I'm excited to dive into the wacky world of conspiracies with my good friend Taylor Nielsen. Let's just do the thing.
I'm a dumb person. I am. It's fine. I like being dumb. It's more fun-er. I don't know. Being dumb is great. Is one of my favorite things to do as a dumb person is to argue conspiracy theories with people who care. If you have 37 minutes to waste in a day, do it. It's the best. My favorite conspiracy theory to argue is the moon landing, right? Whether we went or we didn't, it doesn't affect my life at all. If anything, that'd be the most American thing we've ever done, to fake one of our nation's greatest accomplishments. That's America written all over it. If you saw that in the newspaper tomorrow, you'd be like, yeah, right, we did. We tricked y'all for like 55 years, you bunch of bums. See how far away the moon is? Mm-mm. I don't have proof or anything factual to prove that we didn't go to the moon, but I do know this. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind is a perfect quote. Front to back, you can't get better than that. And that's how I think Neil Armstrong didn't write it. I think he had a ghostwriter. Because nobody in this room right now could tell me another Neil Armstrong quote. That's not sketchy to y'all? He's a one-quote wonder? Nah. You don't just say one cool thing. You're like, cancel my interviews, baby. I said everything that needed to be said. All I know is this, right? Neil Armstrong was a regular dude who got shot up into space. And as a regular dude, I could speak for us in saying this. My first thought when we land on the moon isn't going to be, I got to say something profound that's going to change the world. My first thought when we land on the moon, I'm going to hop out. Yeah. I just want to give a shout out to Lisa Gonzalez. She didn't think I was going to make nothing in my life. Look who's on the moon, baby. Yeah. Remember when you said we needed space? Ha! Look who got it.
All right, that was our guy Cam Bertrand talking about the moon landing. I know where you stand on this, and I'm not a fan of it.
I am curious to know, what if you were the first person out on the moon, what would be your go-to line be?
When I got on the moon.
When you step out on the moon, you're in your spacesuit, hopefully.
Okay.
And you get out there. You take a step.
I get out there.
Door opens.
There's what I would like want it to be and what I think it would be.
Okay, let's hear both.
Those are two different things.
Okay.
For me. What I'd want it to be is something pretty cool and grandiose. Like, no man has ever felt as I do as I step forth onto this sky rock. <Nah.
laughs> Houston's falling asleep. You just hear snoring on the intercom.
I am the most powerful man alive and look down upon you. But what I'd probably be like, oh, it feels good to not be in a ship anymore. That's probably my first.
Like a road trip stretch.
Oh, boy. This is it? That would be mine.
Yeah. That's a good. I like that. How about you? Probably. Can you imagine the pressure, though, to nail the I'd be stuttering and stammering all over my words if I was trying to get on the moon.
Like, you'd be stammering so bad they would cut your mic. Like, let's just not.
They'll just get an impersonator to say something.
Why would you be stammering?
I just stammer constantly. So, especially if the pressure was on like that. But what I would say as I stepped out on the moon, I would say, this ain't sweet home Virginia. I'd say, well, this ain't sweet home Virginia.
That's beautiful.
And then giving a shout out to my friend's family back in Virginia. And
wait, are you adding? I was just waiting. Is that the whole quote?
That's pretty much it.
Would you explain that on the mic to you?
How about this? I got a better one.
Okay.
Country roads, take me moon. All right, I got another one. Cut me off another slice of moon pie, baby.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
That's good. And you pick up some of the moon dirt and go nom 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 against your glass thing. Pretend you're eating it.
Yeah. That's the natural progression. Imagine that. Neil Armstrong, he just starts eating moon soil.
too bad I have this glass dome on my head.
We thought he was joking when he said he wanted to go to the moon because he wanted to eat it.
There's no food on that ship. I was hoping this was made of cheese.
There we go. And we got to the cheese.
Oh, yeah. We weren't supposed to get to the cheese just yet.
Wow.
Do you know the actual truth behind his famous quote?
Yeah, it was fake. And there was no...
You know, he didn't actually say... One small step
for man. What did he say?
The mic actually cut off. He said, cause it doesn't make sense. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Man and mankind are the same thing. He actually said one small step for a man, but the mic, it drops signal right there. This is real.
For a man.
Which makes way more sense. But it's not as cool.
This is a cool conspiracy theory you're bringing up.
No, not conspiracy. It's real.
How do they know that?
He said it.
He said it. This is what I meant.
Yeah, once he swallowed all those moon rocks. He said, did you get what I actually said?
Yeah.
My moon conspiracy is that, because you know, let's say Stanley Kubrick faked it, like they hired him to do it.
Yeah.
I think they actually just sent Stanley Kubrick to the moon, and I think he did film it, but he was there. It was an on-location shoot.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And you don't see him giving stage direction barely off screen, just being like, walk slower or something.
It's a little too fast for what this feels like.
I didn't know that about the one small step for man.
Podcast with me, you're gonna learn something, baby.
I've learned a lot, and I want to thank you for it.
Holland off screen confirmed it.
Our social there you media. Go Okay, one point for me for the hot dogs are sausages.
No, number don't get me started again. The people are divided on this okay. one, okay?
This is a major conspiracy. But let's not get into that right now. Should we jump to our next clip?
We got another clip.
I like country, though. It's very sincere, country music. You're wearing your heart on your sleeve. You say what you mean what you say, you know? You know, you're learning from the older generation in these country songs. They're passing down wisdom in these. You go to the fishing hole with Papa. He teaches you a life lesson. Beautiful. But I didn't really have that kind of relationship with my grandparents. They were kind of creepy, kooky people. I don't know if they can relate. This is as far as I've gotten on my family song. It goes, these days we're in a hurry. No one takes the time to listen. If we ever stopped and looked around, we'd see what we've been missing. Like Saturdays at Grandma's, the whole family gathered round. We love to hear those stories as we sat there on the ground. She'd tell us about the good old days, and before she was through, she'd offer up some free advice, and most of it rang true. She said, try your best, hold your head up high, win or lose. And don't judge a man until you've walked a mile in his shoes. And you have to wear this tinfoil hat, or the government will read your thoughts. When we realized that Nana might be crazy. I gotta finish that one. Thank you. You guys. Oh, it's so sweet.
Yeah, hey, that was our friend Johnny W. talking about tinfoil hats.
Tinfoil hats.
I feel like I should put mine back on after what his grandma said.
If mine wasn't over there, I'd put it back on.
If mine could be worn ever again, I would put it back on. But I think
that's
it's
a one-use tinfoil hat.
One-use tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
Safer that way.
One thing that this made me think of, Jordan,
yeah,
was how you can be listening to a song and then not even realize that the lyrics are kind of crazy.
Okay.
Are there any songs that you've listened to that on second listen you're like, what are they saying here? What is...
Yeah.
Who did it? What are
you... know, well, Come One Again? Week by Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
He says it's been 1 week since you looked at me. That's devastating.
I'd
but
like
the
to
song
hear you
is so happy.
Can you deliver the whole song as if in that same way?
There's some problematic parts to it now. Watching X-Files with no lights on.
Conspiracy theory.
Yay. Oh, yeah.
See, that's what it's a conspiracy theory is about, making connections. Bare naked ladies.
UFOs.
UFOs.
X-Files.
X-Files. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. No, this happens a lot because when I listen to music, I'm not a lyric guy.
Sure.
And I realize I like music that's really like sad and lyric, but happy sounding. And my wife's the opposite. She is a lyric person first.
You're not concerned with you're just concerned with how it sounds, not necessarily the substance to it.
Yeah, and like I'll kind of lock into like verses out of context, and that'll be like, oh, that's a cool poetic thing.
Yeah. I was listening to Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA.
Okay, what does he say there?
4th of July song, right?
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's kind of anti-America. It seriously is. He's talking about going off to war, and he's not exactly happy about it. I don't know what he's complaining about. But it might be a good way if you like want to actually say something that's a little horrendous or break some news to someone. A song's the way to do it.
Yeah.
If you could play guitar.
It's like putting a spoonful of sugar in the medicine.
That's what that whole song's about. And that's a song.
Oh, is that what she's saying?
Yes. You got to listen to the lyrics, Jordan.
I didn't ever realize that.
But that's kind of interesting. She's actually music is the spoonful of sugar, if you think about it. In the spoonful of sugar.
Makes me question if there was ever sugar involved at all. Yeah. Or just her sweet voice.
Yeah. You could also make some theories about who that Mary Poppins person is. If she's a witch or if she's an alien. Where's she coming down from?
Where's she going up to?
How and what society is the primary mode of transportation and umbrella?
An umbrella.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So you think she can go into any chalk painting?
I like the idea that Mary Poppins is behind a lot of things.
Yeah. You know what the most disturbing thing about... You have seen the movie.
Yeah.
Well, the most disturbing part is her umbrella. Not that it takes her up into space or wherever it takes her, but how she has a bird on the end of it. Is that a real bird? She chop off a bird's head and stick it on the end of her umbrella?
Which part is the bird part on?
What do you mean?
Is it on the handle?
You're not listening. This isn't a song. This isn't some song you could tune out and not hear the lyrics, Jordan. This is a conversation. It's a bird's head.
On the top of the umbrella?
On the bottom of the umbrella.
It talks. It talks?
Yeah.
I have not seen this movie yet. When did you last watch it?
I have no idea. Have you heard that thing about if you play songs backwards, it gives a certain message?
Yeah, I have heard that. Yeah. You know, if you play our podcast backwards,
it makes sense.
It makes way more sense, actually. Yeah.
I feel like that might be a coincidence because it's kind of like if you put 100 monkeys on a keyboard and like on typewriter, they'll eventually, you know, write Shakespeare.
You're saying 100 monkeys on one keyboard?
That's preposterous.
That would never work.
No, you know what I mean? Like, I'll slam on it. They'd eventually write Shakespeare's theory.
You think so?
I don't actually agree with that.
Which one would they write?
Probably Midsummer's Night Dream. Monkey could write that. But it's like, you know, if you play stuff backwards, you're bound to be a couple mentions of the devil in it.
Honestly, it's a great way to get a message to people, to write a whole song and then hope that someday they play it backwards. It's just a really efficient way of getting a message across.
Yeah, you'd think you'd just, you know, like slip someone $100 and say, put a line in.
But the crazy part about this conspiracy, sorry, did you finish your thought? The crazy part about this conspiracy is that if people think if you play it backwards, it has a bad message, that means that listening to it forward is bad also. But that doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah, well, they think it's if I said something really mean to you.
Yeah, subliminally. But does your brain automatically subliminally, that's a hard word, subliminally.
Somebody's brains might.
Anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay, should we see what's up next on the docket?
Let's check it out.
But stand-up's not my dream job, neither is substitute teaching. I'm going to tell you my dream job. I don't want you guys to make fun of me for it. My dream job, this is true, I've always wanted to be a Bigfoot hunter. That's the only career you could tell your parents you want to pursue, and they're like, whoa, maybe you should stick with comedy. Don't you want some stability in your life, son? There's a show on TV called Finding Bigfoot. It's been on for 9 years. They've never found one Bigfoot. I want that kind of job security. If I told 50 jokes and 5 were funny, I would get booed off stage. But if you find no Bigfoot over the course of 9 years, they give you a season 10. It's called Bigfoot hunting. It just looks like camping to me. I can do that, sleep in a tent in the woods, and every once in a while just be like, did you hear that? It's real squatchy out here tonight. Oh, I stepped in some squatch scat. They know everything about Bigfoot, too, don't they? They know everything except for where he lives. They know everything about Bigfoot because they know what he sounds like. They yell into the woods hoping he's going to answer back like it's Marco Polo. Bigfoot, Sasquatch. Oh, he's mad tonight. Back it up, boys. They find evidence that's not real evidence. They're like, oh, we found some footprints. I'm like, that says Skechers.
That's a Jordan has a new conspiracy alert.
Okay, let's hear it.
That guy's me. Was that me doing that joke? I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a little taller, but.
Come on, man.
That's pretty good. But that was Brent Terhune.
Yeah, not me, I guess.
No, but.
Turn the alert off, Jordan.
Talking about Bigfoot, man. Yeah. What a classic conspiracy.
I've seen it.
If that's in the
he doesn't miss a beat.
Okay, I gotta put my listening hat on.
All right.
The tinfoil hat was blocking out what you said there.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not wearing it.
If you had something eloquent to say about Bigfoot. I can tell my story about seeing Bigfoot after you finish.
No, I got to hear it. What happened? You said you saw Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Is that what you call what you saw?
That's
Bigfoot?
Okay. Can I tell a story?
Can I just say how funny it would be if you saw Bigfoot and he had the tiniest little, like, feet ever?
You're like, oh, it's like an ironic thing.
Yeah, or he's overcompensating. He's like spreading around what he wishes his nickname was.
That's why we can't
find
any footprints because they're so small.
All right, I'm locked in. I got to hear.
Okay.
You said you saw Bigfoot.
Yeah.
What the heck happened?
I think I was like 10 years old.
Huh?
I was in the Redwood Forest.
Yeah.
And my older brother's been talking about how Bigfoot may be in these woods.
How old were you at the time?
I opened by saying that I was 10 years old. That's how the story started. But thanks for double checking. Okay.
And where were you?
In the Redwood Forest. 10 years old. I was going down a trail of 10 years of age in this Redwood Forest.
Okay.
And it was getting dark.
Yeah.
And my brothers was talking about Bigfoot a lot. It's on the mind. Sure. And we were exiting a trail, and it was getting pretty dark, and I saw something move out of the corner of my eye. It wasn't this sign. It was
okay.
A figure.
Yeah.
A kind of big figure. And it stopped. And as soon as I looked at it, it stayed still. It didn't move.
Kind of a big figure stopped. Wouldn't say anything.
But I couldn't see what... I could only see the silhouette of it. And I told my mom, I'm like, Mom! I think I saw Bigfoot. And I was terror... fear.
Keep going.
Enveloped me. I was terrified.
Okay.
More... It felt like a presence was inflicting fear on me.
How old are you?
10 years old. And this was in the Redwood Forest.
Okay.
Which, if Bigfoot's going to find a forest...
Yeah.
Redwood's pretty good.
Well, the trees are so big, easy to hide behind.
Yeah, they seem like normal-sized trees to Bigfoot.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was like, Mom, that I pointed to it. I like that it moved. And now that we're looking at it staying still.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, I don't know. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure. And it was so, like, it was just almost to the point of, like, total darkness. We're going to see, you know, shapes of things. And at the time... It's not funny. I was scared. I was 10. I was in the Redwood Forest.
You covered the silhouette thing a couple times. But let's go. Let's go next.
And
Act Two, what happens?
This was before cell phones.
Sure. This was 1976.
For you Gen Zers watching on your iPads?
Just Gen Z's fine.
Oh, yeah, you are one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay.
All we had were digital cameras.
Yes.
Have I set the scene for you?
You're painting
10 years old,
you're
Redwood Forest. Picture. Something moved. It was standing still. It was a silhouette. All I had was a digital camera.
Okay, yes.
But this digital camera, guess what it had?
Night
flash.
Vision. Okay.
Not night vision. Not for a kid. A flash.
Thermo vision. Okay.
So I take out my digital camera.
Handshaking.
It's a pretty way far ways away. I get
You're 10 years old.
I get 10 years old, Redwood Forest. Silhouette.
Wait, this is the second time this has shown up?
No.
But you told your mom.
Yeah, and she said, I don't know what that is, but I was like, give me the camera so I can... Or I had a camera. I don't know. Yeah, I told my mom and she didn't seem to care, so I had to take things into my own hands.
Did she see it too?
Yeah, there's a silhouette there. She didn't see it move like I did.
Yeah.
I saw it. Zoop, and then I looked at it and stood perfectly still.
Yeah.
Paranormally still. I took my camera. Hands shaking.
Hands shaking.
Nervous. Because I don't know.
Okay, you're losing me, Jordan. I'll be honest. I want to hear the end of the story.
I snapped the photo. Flash. I can't, like, it's too bright. I couldn't see. I had to wait.
We'll put it up on the screen.
And these are older digital cameras. You know, they kind of go, you take a picture, it goes.
It was a Polaroid, so it.
No. It's on the digital screen, but it just took a while to process the image. It was a tree stump. But I think Bigfoot turns into tree stumps when people see it.
Yeah, okay.
Look, I warned you before this podcast.
I knew you were going to waste my time with that.
It wasn't a waste of time. It's a thing my family talks about. They still laugh at me for it.
That's so funny. And do you have that picture of the tree stump? Could we put it up on here?
Not on hand, but
that's so funny.
I'm sure it exists. I told you before we started recording that it didn't have a good payoff, but we had fun.
Was this before or after you got glasses?
Well, that's a good question. It would have been around the time I got glasses.
There you go.
I saw something move, though.
You know, you don't actually believe this. Come on. Jordan, come on.
I saw something move. It moved. It stood still. It turned into a tree stump. Can I explain it? No.
Yeah. Good story.
I know it's not a great story as far as payoff goes. I was so terrified. I had to be so brave to take a picture of this tree stump.
Yeah, that's the funniest part to me is that your mom wasn't even concerned and you're still so scared. You go there, handshaking, 10 years old, Redwood Forest. And you snapped a picture, and it's a stump. And
I think I was so crazy about it that people were starting being like, all right, let him take the picture. Let's just see what it is.
You know? Yeah.
Like, I think I started convincing him.
Like, you were kind of going off to the edge of the camp and checking it out, coming back. And like,
we just been on a hike, and we were headed out.
Mom's like, shut up, just wear these socks. And then you're like.
If only I had my pocket socks.
Yeah. That's a good story, Jordan.
Thanks. I thought so.
I worry about the world. I don't believe in war or instant pudding. I think you should be suspicious of anyone who needs pudding immediately. That seems bad. And I don't know if you guys ever noticed this, but since we had the rise in instant pudding, there's no more sea monkeys. I'm just saying. Weird coincidence.
Great advice from our friend Karen Rontowski.
Yeah.
Be suspicious of everything. Can I tell you one thing, Taylor, I'm suspicious of?
Tell me.
Shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah.
In one bottle.
Oh, you think they're...
Not that I believe in both, but mixed together, they seem to be doing contrasting things.
Yeah.
This might be someone else's stand-up bit. I don't know, but... Seems like some of the thoughts we would have had before. Just throw it out there. I've thought about it.
And this is a conspiracy by shampoo companies to entice you to buy less products.
I don't like the tone.
Doesn't really check out, Jordan.
No, the whole idea behind it is that there's a long-standing rivalry between shampoos and conditioner companies. And the shampoo companies are trying to steal some of the revenue from conditioner companies.
Oh, okay. And I see.
Look, the conspiracy is I don't think it works.
I can't imagine how you feel about 3-in-1.
What is the third thing?
Body wash. Shampoo's getting real greedy at that point.
At this point, is it even shampoo?
It's body wash, cleanser, generic cleanser.
You're an Irish Spring guy, aren't you?
There was a phase that I went through. I liked Irish Spring.
I liked it too because it felt like my people.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember thinking that as a kid, being like, oh, this is what my forebears bathed in.
Yeah.
Maybe you should do that. Maybe if we did a game where like I throw out two things to you and you tell me how they're connected.
Beautiful. That's what I wanted to hear. This I can do.
Okay.
Okay.
Crack those old improv bones. All right, here we go, right, buddy.
All right,
Taylor.
Yeah.
Time for another round of Make a Conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that intro?
Yep.
All right. You tell me how these two things are connected.
Okay.
And what's insidious about it.
Okay.
Water bottles. And cowboy hats.
Water bottles and cowboy hats.
Yeah. Something's going on, and you need to get to the bottom of it.
Well, Jordan, you ever heard of a 10-gallon hat?
You're already blowing my mind a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What do you, What do you think? What is a gallon used to measure?
Usually liquids.
Liquid. What is probably most famous liquid of all time?
H2O.
H2O. Water. So let me just clue you in here. There was a conspiracy in the early days of the Wild West when the cowboy hat came into fashion, where cowboys, rather than having to tote around what they would call a canteen, which was kind of type 1.0 of the water bottle, right? They could just use their hats. But how are you going to put a hat on your head when it's filled with water? It's going to get you wet, but it's going to keep you cool from the desert sun. Now, that might seem like a good thing. But if you're wet and in the desert sun, you're not really realizing how much your skin is blistering in the heat.
Right.
Are you? In fact, that water can boil on your skin real quick.
Uh-huh.
And the more your skin boils, the more you're thirsty for
water.
Put that water in a bottle.
Let's get these out of here right now. Diet Coke's fine.
I was closer at the beginning with the 10-gallon hat.
That was funny. I enjoyed that. I was just playing on with it.
Okay. You want me to give you one?
Yeah, give me one.
All right. I want to hear the connection, the insidious connection between Sesame Street.
Okay.
Okay. And way over here.
Okay.
Chef Boyardee. Are they even connected, Jordan?
You can say that. Let me clue you in on something.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
You know Elmo? You heard of him?
Mm-mm.
Red.
Okay.
Little beady eyes. Likes to be tickled.
Elmo or you? Oh, no, okay. All right.
What? You know, we see reflections of ourselves everywhere. Let me tell you about Elmo.
Yeah.
Did you know?
I'm going to go the Elmo route.
He dropped out of culinary school?
No.
Before he became a Muppet?
No, I didn't.
Do you know why he had to drop out?
He was in school with...
Because he was in school with a little guy, sous chef Boyardee at the time. And you know what Elmo did?
What did he do?
He wasn't red before, okay? He wasn't red.
What color was he?
We don't know.
Yellow?
But I know he wasn't red. It's from way in the past. All the photos are black and white, but the tint is off. It's not red. He was in culinary school with Chef Boyardee, top of his class.
Okay.
One of the best students this place had ever had. Until it found out he'd been stealing Chef Boyardee's ravioli recipe. He was maddened by he was sickly crazed by it just delighted him to see Chef Boyardee failed it. He at night he would throw the sauce on the ground, he'd roll around in
on
it,
the ground?
Throw around in it. And sous chef Boyardee had enough.
What did he do?
He went to the principal, the dean.
Who was?
Eating the bear.
Yeah.
It's that guy. And
Carmi from the bear.
Carmi from the bear. And he said, well, we're going to kick Elmo out. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
And you know what Chef Boyardee said?
What did he say?
He said, don't just kick him out. Send him to the streets. And he ended up on Sesame Street.
Okay. Pretty good. Wait, what color was he originally? How does that come back? Is that?
Well, it was just because he rolled around in the ravioli sauce.
Oh, and then he got red.
And it stained him.
Yeah.
Because if he was so, you know, he just loved doing that.
Yeah. What did you know? Actually, no one's ever seen Chef Boyardee after he started the company.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
And his son took over, right? He got jealous of his son's. Well, he started to see all the people he's wronged. He saw Elmo, how he wronged Elmo.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's envious of his son. He's practically green with envy. Okay? Maybe he wants to reconnect with Elmo. Okay? He's green with envy. Maybe he wants to reconnect with Elmo. Where does he go back to? The street. But where is he most comfortable? Chef Boyardee, you ask? Where's Chef Boyardee most comfortable? In a can.
He's, what you're telling me. Oscar the Grouch. And if you rearrange those letters, it does Chef Boyardee.
Why do you think he's so grouchy?
Somebody's been watching Jim Carrey.
Smoker.
Yeah, I'm glad I got to the bottom of that.
That was great.
I got one more for you.
Are we doing this again? I'm having fun with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bluey.
The show Bluey. Children's show Bluey. We're doing colors again.
The military industrial complex. I'm just kidding.
We don't want to go into that. No, we don't want to go into that.
All right.
That was good.
I'm glad you knew a little bit about it, too. We learned from each other about this Elmo Chef Boyardee conspiracy.
What about Grover? Grover Cleveland?
I've never seen him in the same place at the same time. Mm-hmm. And
tell you the truth, I don't really know who he is, either.
Got a big old nose. which one's Grover?
Grover, yeah. They all have kind of big noses.
Who's Gonzo, then?
Gonzo's a Muppet. Gonzo's the Muppet who's in love with the chicken. And he shoots himself out of a cannon.
Is Grover not a Muppet?
Grover and all the Sesame Street, they're created by the same person. But the Muppets are their own thing. But at one point, I believe that they were... involved.
Oh, you were just trying to really draw lines in the Muppet universe of who belongs to who.
I don't think if you talk to Elmo, he'd identify as a Muppet.
He's a Muppet. For sure.
You think so?
Well, I will argue. Kermit the Frog is on both.
He's not on Sesame Street.
Oh, he's on Sesame Street.
When? Since when?
Since it's all made by Jim Henson. They're all Muppets. some of them have kids' jobs, some of them have adult jobs.
No. Kermit the Frog has never stepped foot on Sesame Street. Are you kidding me?
He's been there. He says the songs. Why do all those songs about rainbows?
That's on Muppet Show.
Yeah. And he also did it. On the Sesame Street.
Okay.
Big Bird.
I thought we were going to steer away from the controversial conspiracies, Jordan.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But I actually don't think the virus was made in China. I think it was made somewhere else. But it was just way cheaper to manufacture it in China. And as usual, China stole the idea. And made it available to everybody. Huh? Think about it. If China made the virus, it would have been the first time that China makes something that lasts that long.
That was Armando Anto with one of the classic bits, joke I really like about that good old-fashioned COVID.
Yeah,
it's been about 3 or 4 years now, huh?
Yeah.
You ever miss it? No.
I don't know what to say about COVID with the president currently having it.
But if you were to invent a flu, say like your patient, what, X? Is that what they call the number, the first one to have it? Patient zero?
Zero.
Patient zero.
Your patient X, patient
zero. That's what I was getting mixed up. You're patient zero.
Okay.
You're spread. You're chewing. You're coughing. You're snorting this virus everywhere, passing it off to people. What do you want this? What would you call this thing?
It's not what I'd want to be called, but I know everyone would be calling it
ginger
virus.
Ginger virus.
Oh, ginger flu. Ginger virus is so much better.
Yeah, it is.
But good job.
Ginger virus.
Ginger virus.
That's good.
When things are actually funny on this podcast, we don't react. Yeah, I got the gingivirus.
Gingivirus. I can't come in today. And symptoms would include?
Irritable skin.
Rashes. Identifying stumps as mythical creatures.
No, correctly identifying mystical stumps.
Growing a sick beard. Yeah. And finally, growing a sick beard.
What would your virus be called?
Taylorculosis.
Taylorculosis is pretty fun to say.
It's pretty good.
Ginger virus, tuberculosis.
If you catch both of those, you got yourself a podcast.
You got yourself the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast. And please see a doctor.
Symptoms include bags under your eyes.
Yeah.
Your eyes will become recessed into your head.
Wearing shorts.
Wearing shorts that will always be hiked up more than you want them to be. Not giving your co-host due credit because you appreciate them and you love them. And lying. Anyway, that's a good one.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Viruses are no laughing matter.
Wow, you look great. Look, I know you're here for a comedy show, but I have some knowledge and I think you deserve to know the truth, okay? And what I'm talking about is the truth about coronavirus. Do you want to know the truth? Can you handle the truth? Okay, here it is. I've been doing hours of research on highly credible websites. I've been wanting to know the answer to the question of who did this to us? Who do we blame? So I was on Facebook. And I saw somebody post and they said, we need to follow the money. Whoever is benefiting from this the most, that's who we blame, that's who did it. So I did multiple Google searches. And there's lots of companies that are doing okay, but there's only one company that's benefiting by 200%. Do you know who this is? Who's up by 200% in their sales? Amazon, I hear that. I hear mass companies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's just what these people want you to think. Those are all up, but the only company that's up 200% are puzzle companies, okay? Yeah, when I saw this, I was like, I knew Big Puzzle was behind this. Puzzle companies were sitting there being like, how do we get people to do our super boring activity by taking away every other activity? Yeah, got some people on board, yes. And it's okay if you're not on board. I'm gonna tell you to go home, do the research, because the pieces fit, okay?
Whoa, speaking of gingivirus, that was our good friend Jordan Macon.
Jordan Macon. Mm-hmm. Special filmed during COVID.
During COVID? And puzzle companies, huh?
Yeah, they did go up 100%.
Yeah.
A lot of people buying puzzles. Are you a puzzle guy?
I did.
Are you a puzzle guy? I did. Do you have tuberculosis right now?
I think that puzzles, I don't like visual puzzles per se, but I enjoy logical puzzles.
Okay. I enjoy, give me an example.
Like riddles.
All right.
You want to give you an example of a riddle?
Yeah. What's your favorite riddle?
My favorite riddle, there's a guy in a scuba diver suit. In the top of a tree. How'd he get there?
It's so simple.
I wonder if you told that riddle to Bigfoot, if he'd be stumped.
That's a good joke. I'm not going to respond to it.
Conspiracy theories sort of are like big riddles.
They are.
That you can connect to your own dots. I make them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun.
Look for the dot right here.
What?
The dot in your heart.
Okay.
To connect. I want to connect with you, Taylor. We've done 40 episodes and I would like to feel a connection.
But good bit, Jordan.
Thanks.
Good riddles.
Thank you.
I have another clip I want to show you.
Okay.
Welcome to the Dry Bar Comedy Podcast, folks. As usual, it's Taylor Nielsen and what we got over here?
Who in the... I'm sorry I'm not Jordan Macon, but I'm Steve.
Steve Solberg.
Yeah, that's my last name.
And what are you doing here today, Steve?
Oh, what am I doing here? I don't know. Yeah, I'm not replacing. I'm just here because I'm a big fan of who we're talking with today. And so I said,
so you're
look,
filling in. And...
I killed Jordan. And and they were like, who can do this last minute? I was like, oh, I guess I'd be available to fill in.
Yeah.
Yeah. After cleaning up the murder. plan.
There's actually been a theory that Jordan has, after the success of his dry bar specials, taken off, disappeared. So the Jordan that you've seen on this podcast was an AI version. So
what do you expect me to say to that? Nonsense. The bar for success to have yourself AI generated, if they're going off my first two specials, is extremely low.
I was hoping that you we'd come back from that and you'd go.
I thought about it. I thought it was too on the nose. We can.
Well, for AI, you got a great sense of humor, Jordan. See that?
You guys. Talk about murdering me on the podcast, huh? I'm away for one episode.
It's my favorite topic of conversation.
And your mind goes, Jordan's dead. Jordan's AI. Jordan can't be real. He's too funny to be real. He must die. He must be a computer.
Yeah.
Funny? You see how conspiracies can hurt people?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, if only tinfoil hats protected your feelings, huh, Jordan?
Yeah. Give me a tinfoil heart. That's what I need.
You need a heart made of tinfoil?
Well, there should be openings for arteries and stuff so I could still get blood.
But
the feeling part of the heart.
But we did talk about you while you're gone. It'd be worse if we didn't say anything. We just acted
you
like...
You think it's better to talk about murdering someone than not talking about them at all?
Yeah, I think so.
I do like getting mentioned.
Yeah. That's your...
Is that what you wanted? You want me to dance, monkey dance?
That's funny. That's funny.
AI.
Now that's funny.
As if that was AI. This beautifully complex system of learning models. I'm AI. The Wizard of Oz, Tin Man looking stuff.
Wizard of Oz. Muppets Wizard of Oz.
Christmas Carol. Muppet Christmas Carol.
We weren't even talking about that. Dude. You are AI. You are AI.
Am I AI?
It's kind of hard to say. Am I AI?
Am I AI?
Am I AI?
Am I AI?
Okay. Hey, Jordan.
Hey.
If you're not AI.
Then you prove it.
How many bicycles are in this picture?
Is that how many bicycles?
Let's answer the question, Jordan.
Is it, if it's touching the handle, does that count as a bicycle?
If you're human, you'd know this. What are you looking at?
Computing.
Oh, there it is. Did you see that?
AI. It's kind of flattering to be called AI.
Yeah.
AI is really smart.
Yeah, have you heard about Canadian AI? AIA?
Would it just be AI? But like EH?
Okay.
How you doing, AI?
Did they really put A on the end of things they say, though? AIA, sorry.
Yeah, but it's not the letter A. I was switching.
This is what makes Jordan and I such a great comedy duo. I bring authentic human charm, and you bring cold calculating.
Cold calculated AI precision humor.
Puzzle joke. COVID puzzles.
Muppets.
You don't connect.
Another movie that Muppets did.
Computing.
I have an AI that only can tell you Muppet movies.
And it takes like an hour to load a single Muppet movie.
Big Bird, Sesame Street, Muppet. What? Is Kermit a Muppet? Error.
Oh, no. Get out of here. It's gonna blow. I like AI, Jordan. Oh, man. Good times. Well, I think that's our last clip of the night, but we want to do one more thing.
It was day when we started, but that's our last clip of the night.
That's our last clip of the night. We want to do one more thing before we go, Jordan.
All right.
We're going to react to some comments.
Oh, I'd love to.
We did something sort of sneaky. We posted on the Dry Bar comedy page, or our good friend Holland did. Say hi, Holland, or wave hi.
You have no mic or camera on you, so Holland is our, not just our friend, but our colleague. And Holland keeps us on track.
Holland keeps us dialed in. And she pulled, so she posted on the Driver Comedy page, what are some fun conspiracies you guys believe in? So we're going to react to a couple of those comments now. How's that sound?
I love that. The moon is cheese. I like that one because it got rid of the made of part of that conspiracy. It's not, nobody built it to be a moon. It just is cheese up there.
It is cheese. I mean, what I, so I've heard that conspiracy, but I haven't extended it. What does it mean? How is it nefarious? Number one, if it is a nefarious conspiracy,
do conspiracies have to be nefarious?
Not necessarily, but usually they are. That's what gives it the sort of like the sharp of a sharp cheddar, something that tang.
Some of that Monterey of the Monterey cheddar.
It's like. No one wants to hear a positive, conspiracy. Someone's wearing a tinfoil hat and being like, everybody loves you.
I'm protecting myself from the positive thoughts. I think this one, when you look at the moon.
Sure.
Which I feel like you're a guy that, I feel like after a hard day's work, you go home.
And I just wonder where it comes from.
You fall asleep with your wife, but you're not actually asleep. You get out of bed. You put on your slippers. You head out to your deck. You have a deck?
No.
You head out to the parking lot where your apartment is.
Wait, set the scene.
And you gaze up. Redwood Forest.
How old am I?
8 years old. You got married young. Travis Tate. Looking up at the sky.
And my tummy rumbles.
Well, let's do one of each. You're well fed.
Okay.
You look up at the moon. What do you see?
I see what I desire most.
The spotlight.
Spotlight. Okay.
It's beautiful. Honestly.
Okay, how does it relate to cheese, though?
Honestly, that's beautiful.
I love you, AI Jordan.
All right, now let's say, so wait, you didn't answer it, I answered for you. So what do you actually see?
When I look up at the moon?
Yeah.
What do you desire most? First thought is like, what phase is it in? But then I don't really know too many phases besides like crescent, waning gibbous, full moon, new moon.
Is that one winning gibbous? Or is that two different ones?
Waning gibbous.
Waning gibbous?
Yeah, and waxing gibbous. And give us a break. But yeah, I wonder about what the moon, like what phase it's in.
Because if it's crescent, it's like so annoying what's in that phase. I hate the moon what's in that crescent phase. Ugh. It's going through a phase. Yeah. The moon's like so annoying when it's going through a phase.
Don't worry, it's just a phase though. It's just a phase.
All right. Just like, hope this phase passes, and it does.
It does. But then I think like, man, how far away is it? Is it getting closer? Will it crash into Earth? Yeah. Where does it come from? Yeah, that's what I wonder.
All right. Those are all.
And is it the phrase, when the cow jumped over the moon? Is that, do you think they said that because cows moo? Because
cows moo.
And there's moon in there. And cows make cheese. That's all, folks.
That was impressive, man. Do you think in the olden days they thought cows were just saying moon over and over again?
Moon.
That's kind of
freaky.
And
they want to go home. That's where they're from and they want to go home. In fact, you think about it, the way the moon has shadows on it kind of looks like one of those black and white classic cows. What are those cows called?
Black and white ones.
Yeah.
They're called black and white cows.
Okay.
That's honestly, yeah. I had a funny thought, but I forgot.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Honestly.
It's beautiful. Do you think there was like a mean rancher who had all these cows at night were going, moon, moon, and he was just whipping them, you're never going back. you're staying here on Earth.
And I think that makes me wonder, who's the mean rancher in your life, Jordan? don't say me. Is that what you're thinking?
I'm just having flashbacks of, I thought you would do a cool robot voice, Jordan. I thought you'd dance around. Why are you even here? I can replace you with Steve. You're AI.
What do you tell those cows, though?
Like that.
If only those cows, that rancher, would have been Neil Armstrong. He would have said, you shoot for the moon, you land back in my pasture. or I'll steal your kids from you and milk you.
Bottom line, it doesn't even look like cheese.
Bottom line.
Where did this one come from? Why cheese?
It's sort of yellowish.
Did cheese glow?
You've seen a cheese block, right?
Yeah, they're square.
A cheese wheel. Excuse me, a cheese wheel.
Only cheese I've ever seen comes in little plastic slices that you peel open, okay? And I hold that up to the moon and I go, not seeing it.
And Jordan, are you out on the deck eating a whole sleeve of plastic cheese?
Well, yeah, wait for my wife goes to bed before I can get through my craft singles.
And then wondering about the cows. And all right, we got a million buttons. We could end on that. We can end on the moon. Okay, what do we got? All vegans know each other.
All vegans know each other.
Do you think the vegans are mad at the moon because it's made of cheese? All vegans know each other. I don't relate to that really.
I think it's true because I know everyone in my life that's a vegan, and I feel like they would just, everyone would be connected.
And maybe they all share similar talking points, so it's like they must attend vegan conference each year and kind of get.
With the advent of social media, vegans on different sides of the planets can find each other, connect with each other, cherish each other.
And do you think vegans are actually annoying, or that's some sort of conspiracy? That's a stereotype, that vegans are always talking about being vegan. What if they're doing that to keep the meat eaters away? Because if things go downhill, we slide into poke-apocalyptic.
Is that the Pokemon apocalypse?
Yes. Who are the first people to eat someone? Meat eaters.
Yeah, or like, let's say there's no planet, no plants on the planet.
No plants. Plants on the planet.
I think vegans, because they think eating all meat is unethical, they wouldn't think eating a human was that much more unethical. So if they were forced to do it, they'd be like, well, yeah, I'd eat a human.
Oh, because they hate humans. They'd eat humans before they hate.
This is going to upset our two vegan listeners.
Let's just hope they don't know each other.
Next comment, please.
Oh, this one's a good one for you, Jordan.
Okay, the worldwide network of cats is plotting mankind's untimely demise. Well, in my household, we're really helping shepherd that along.
Yeah.
It wasn't our cat's idea to live together, but we sort of brought them in. So I hope it's not true.
You're kind of ingratiating yourself with the cats, so when the cat uprising happens.
A real Turncoat Robinson, or whatever that guy's name is.
Benedict
Cumberbatch.
Benicat Arnold.
Benicat Arnold. I do think cats are plotting this, but they also sleep 18 hours a day. So they don't get a whole lot done.
So it's not anytime soon. We don't need to worry about it.
No. But I've looked in my cat's eyes and can see they don't have love for me. So, but I sure love them.
They're so next cuddly. Comment. Okay. Earth's square. Okay. Well, there's multiple ways to interpret this comment.
Yeah.
Earth's square. So multiple Earths square.
Yeah, because it's missing an apostrophe if we're talking about the Earth is square.
Well, but that could also mean the Earth, and that's a third meaning, talking about the Earth has a square. That
I don't think that's how that works. That only works with the word it's.
What?
Like, if it was possessive, it would also have an apostrophe.
Yeah, it would have an apostrophe. That would have an, but it doesn't have an apostrophe, and it should. So it might as well be the square that belongs to the Earth. You,
if it was Earth is square, there's an apostrophe. Or if it's saying Earth possesses a square, it would have an apostrophe.
Yeah. Either way, it should have an apostrophe. Yes, Holland.
Are we correct on that? I thought he was saying that the way it is means it's possessing a square.
Hey, I think I found the Earth square right over here.
Oh, man, I really want to get on a grammatical high horse here. Multiple Earths.
Square. Like square off against each other?
Oh. Earth fight.
That's different. Yeah, different Earths eventually will reconverge. Four Earths competing for what the final... You know, which is the real Earth?
Yeah.
You think we're on it? Doesn't seem like this is real. Sometimes what's
going on? We're on the losing Earth. But if it's the Earth is square,
mm-hmm.
I think there's a way to kind of, you know, bring that together with the flat earther one. Because, like, it's flat. There's a multiple flat parts.
Yeah. Here's an interesting theory. What if there's flat Earth? That's the whole Earth. Then you got another side. That's a whole Earth.
Oh, they're different planets.
No. It's one big square.
Right. But it's a whole Earth on one.
On each side, it has a whole Earth.
And they don't know each other.
They don't know each other. In fact, they're mere replicas of each other with minor differences.
Like there's another me?
Yeah.
Four me's?
Well, there'd be six. Unless we're... I guess that's not a square, is it?
That's a cube.
And this is the kind of intellectual discussion you can find.
But a square, a square squared, that makes a cube, right?
Yeah, he would have put Earth squared. If
well,
yeah.
So we're talking just a square.
So it's still flat Earth. But it's a square.
Look, I have been prone to think big sometimes, but I went for a full-on cube. That's six squares.
Yeah, that's where my brain went.
We're on the same page.
But square Earth is flat Earth with, you know, with more sides to the issue.
More or less. I don't know how people frame the... Is all flat Earth a circular flatness?
Yeah, so I guess we'd have... how many sides? Three?
It would just be so...
Top, bottom, and then the ring around the outside. Wow.
Oh, this is a good one to bring
okay,
in.
All right.
I think Earth is a trapezoid, which is a form of a square.
Okay.
Four sides. Yep. It's four sides, just one side's tiny, and then they have to lean in.
I believe what you're looking for is a rectangle is the term you're looking for.
Well, all squares are rectangles, but all rectangles are squares.
That's right.
And all trapezoids are loosely related.
Are rectangles as well.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
Are they rectangles?
Uh-huh.
Rectangle is just four sides.
Yeah.
But this has nothing to do with how many, angles there are.
There's four angles, too.
But, I mean, even angles. Because all rectangles, all sides have even angles.
No, that's not true.
They do. They're all... Whatever an L shape
they're
is.
All 90 degrees.
They're all 90 degrees.
So what's a four-sided polygon?
Is this one of those riddles you're going to answer? We're going to have them answer in the comments, or what is it?
Yeah, let's have them answer in the comments, because okay. I don't know. Four-sided polygon, is there a term for it?
Are you messing with it? Is this a square?
No, a square.
It's not a rectangle.
Square is four even sides, 90 degrees. But okay. A rectangle...
Is it
trapezoid, you got diamonds, you got, what is that called? Parallelogram? That's like two sides are parallel.
Are you actually asking or are you being condescending?
Oh,
okay.
I'm not being
I thought you were like trying to teach me something.
No, I'm being, I'm, if I would.
Parallelogram, I think, is where the each side is parallel in their gram.
Oh, what like is a diamond a four-sided polygon?
I don't even know why.
What's a four-sided polygon called? Quadrilateral.
Oh, quadrilateral.
Wait, what? It said the triangle, quadrilateral, and nonagon are the exceptions. That ain't right.
Nonagon?
No sides. I'm serious. Foresighted.
Yeah, what is...
Right now?
Can you see a nonagon?
It's called a quadrilateral, but you never say that.
Yeah.
What silly. What the heck? What's a nonagon? A plane figure with 9 straight sides and 9 angles.
9 is different than none.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
Oh, top fan Vanessa. She just says Smurfs.
Conspiracy of Smurfs.
We're looking at the prompt. We're saying Smurfs are a conspiracy. Follow-up question, Vanessa. To what end?
Yeah, I feel like Vanessa, and I don't mean to be, you know, I don't mean to be critical, but you need to provide a little more context there.
Yeah, I know you want to participate.
Janice says that they deliberately designed ketchup bottles so we'd store them right side up and have to shake and swing the bottles around so we could get ketchup all over everything and have to buy more cleaning products.
I buy this one.
Did you hear Janice's soul infuse into mine?
Yeah. You were embodied. I think this is true because it's the same sickness that Elmo had where he just loved to splatter the Chef Boyardee.
This is connected to Chef Boyardee?
I just think there's a sickness some people have. Boy. I don't like totally want to smash Janice's thing. But I'd say a lot of ketchup bottles are designed top down now.
Oh. That they deliberately designed ketchup bottles. I'm still trying to understand it. Have to shake and swing the bottle around. Oh, I see. But there are a lot of that face down. Is that what you just said? I'm just trying to catch up here.
Yep.
Anyway. Yeah, that's a decent theory.
So it's just some sick higher-ups that just love seeing ketchup eaters just get all messy.
Yeah. Well, you hate ketchup eaters. Because you don't like ketchup on a hot dog.
I say ketchup's a pretty strong ingredient, and it's going to overpower the delicious...
You know what's stronger than ketchup?
What?
Mustard.
It's not.
Absolutely.
No. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Mustard. So we're talking about a spoonful of sugar.
Mustard's try complimentary. A spoonful of mustard. Mustard goes with it.
Try a spoonful of mustard. Oh, man. Talk to me then.
It's more. Okay. I'll give you mustard's more interesting of a flavor.
Okay, here we go. Chemtrails are real poison that the government is spraying. That's why there are so many dead people laying all over the place. Oops, watch your step. Okay, thank you, Karen. Thank you, Karen.
Oops. She stepped on a dead person as she was typing it.
Where does she live? Man.
That's dark.
That is dark. Really, that's funny. Really funny.
All right. I think hot dogs are actually sausages in disguise.
I'll agree with that.
I'm going to walk out of this podcast right now if I see any more of that treachery.
Wow.
No, corn dogs are hot. They said corn dogs are sausages
no,
in disguise?
No. Hot dogs are sausages in disguise.
Oh, I really put my own meaning onto that when I read it. Yeah, they're not. The one's emulsified, one's not, and they're way different. Next.
Okay. All right. Your iPhone tracker is a tracking device. The government knows where you are at all time. So the government knows. So the government, I mean, so Apple knows, and Apple is the government. And the government is inside a pentagon, which is a shape with 7 sides. Okay.
Yeah, it's not 7. I would like it if congressmen, they had like a 12:15 where it's like, all right, let's check in on what Jordan's doing today. Any comments? All right, moving on.
You just like, you'd like someone to check in on you.
Yeah, it's kind of an Alex Valuto bit that he wants people listening to him, but he's not here to correct me.
You did it justice. Okay.
Spaghetti grows in trees.
In trees,
not on trees.
That's interesting. Or is he trying to say entrees? Spaghetti is a gross entree. Is
it's that what a gross he's entrees.
But is he saying the center of like a tree is spaghetti?
Can you imagine cutting down a tree and that thing tips and falls and it's just kind of like the Chef Boyardee mushy spaghetti just spills out of it?
Oh, you're thinking it's already cooked?
It's already cooked.
Wow.
It's canned in the tree.
Bologna is just hot dog pancakes.
I don't even think that's a conspiracy. That's just true.
Yeah. Well, here's what is going to blow your mind, Jordan. You sitting down? This is what I want to tell you. Bologna is a sausage as well.
All right. Now I know you're off the rails, my friend.
it's a slice of a sausage.
Of a hot dog, a giant hot dog that's this big.
Oh, so bologna's a hot dog but not a sausage?
Yeah, because have you ever tasted bologna?
Yeah.
It's like biting into a hot dog at a ballpark, okay? It's just flat because it's from a big old emulsified non-sausage hot dog. They slice in perfect circles.
Hey, I know why he knows so much about bologna. He's full of it. So
don't look at the camera. Don't look at the camera when you say that.
All right. This is a classic one from Genie. Birds aren't real.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good fake one that a guy just came up with and sold merch for.
Really?
Did you know that's how it started? There's a guy just started this.
Yeah.
Made a bunch of merch. I own some stickers that say birds aren't real. And it's fun, but when I see those words enough, do I start thinking it? I kind of do.
Yeah, yeah. What about bird flu, though? You think about how bird flu sounds like a bird flu. Wow. Jordan, I had a great time with these, haven't you?
I've had a great time, and I should have kept my hat on. My tinfoil hat, that is. Because I'm starting to believe a bunch of wild and wacky things.
I'm not going to get much sleep tonight staring at that big old moon. Wondering about Sasquatch.
Thinking about...
if spaghetti's at the center of trees.
And if it's cooked or uncooked.
And what exactly is a four-sided shape called?
A parallelogram. Please like and subscribe.
So to close this out here, Jordan, would you mind giving us a greeting from AI Jordan?
Greeting AI Jordan. Failure. Don't want to say goodbye.
Oh, AI Jordan, you do have feelings.
But we have to say goodbye.
We do have to say goodbye. This has been the Dry Bear Comedy Podcast. We will see you next time. Bye, folks.